This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say my name.
Mike Florio.
Get the name right. That's all that matters. Spell my name right or say my name properly.
Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports.
Hearing Florio writing any articles about it.
NFL Insider.
Take a spin around the league. We bring in Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio.
Mike Florio.
My name is my name.
With Bernstein and McKnight on 670 The Score.
Mike Florio is at Pro Football Talk on Twitter, PFT and NBC Sports. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Mike, how's it going?
Going great today. How are you guys?
We're good. It does appear that the Bears' place-kicking follies are now the stuff of being nationally lampooned. Do they deserve it?
Yeah, well, they deserve it because, look, this is one of the easiest positions in football to fill. You go out and you find a kicker, and the kicker should be, for the most part, and a lot of old-school coaches think this, seen and not heard. You go about your business, and you find somebody who can come in and make their kicks. And I just think the added pressure of being the next guy to succeed Mr. Double Doink, I think that's freaked out a lot of these candidates, and everything they do now is being scrutinized. And, you know, whoever does emerge from this morass as the starting kicker will have gone through a hell of a lot more than trying to make a 47-yard field goal into the wind on a Monday night to win a football game. So, you know, some way, somehow, this ends well for the Bears, but I feel like there's still a few more chapters before we get to the happy ending.
Is there any way they could have kept Cody Parkey? I know we got real emotional about it in the time, and we talked about it quite a bit after the season ended. I don't think we're going to go back and relitigate that, are we?
Well, they could always go back and sign him again if they want to do that. We do what-if Wednesdays to fill the time in the offseason, and the what-if today was what if the double doink actually goes the right way instead of the wrong way? What happens with Cody Parkey? And I think it was all to be determined because he would have had to prove himself the next week. There's going to be a kick that he either makes or doesn't make. And, you know, I just think they're ready to move forward. And because they are interchangeable and you can find kickers anywhere and everywhere, the problem is the Bears all of a sudden can't find one anywhere. So I think they just need to be creative. I've suggested in the past getting Sebastian Janikowski out of retirement. I'll tell you what, talking about guys who are retired, but a guy who was never a place kicker in the NFL, check out Pat McAfee's Twitter feed. He banged one with a crosswind, and he was a very good place kicker at West Virginia University. He was drafted to be a punter, and he always used to say that he wanted to be the kicker as well in Indy after Adam Vinatieri retired. Nobody expected McAfee to retire before Vinatieri, but you almost need, at this point, something completely outside the box to try to break this cycle, and I think McAfee and Janikowski both would have the experience and the poise not to get freaked out by this enhanced scrutiny that's being given to the Bears kickers.
Creativity aside, don't you figure the most likely thing for the Bears to do at this point is to grab whatever veteran kicker gets cut off someone else's roster and roll with that guy?
Yeah, that's the thing. Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers coach, recently said regarding Robbie Gould, who's holding out, waiting for a better offer under the franchise tag, all I care is if he shows up for week one. I mean, that is the easiest plug-and-play position in football. You put the kicker out there, you get him comfortable with the holder, you get the long snapper on board. It should take a half hour to get everybody up to speed. So there will be kicking competitions elsewhere. There are guys currently under contract with other teams. And you know what? Someone may try to do. Someone may try to squeeze the Bears to give up a conditional seventh-round pick, like they already did for Eddie Pinheiro when they made the trade, I think, with the Raiders earlier this year. So, you know, there's an opportunity to hijack the Bears a little bit, but at the same time, there will be opportunities to sign somebody free and clear when the cuts come around. But that's getting up, you know, right against the start of the season, and the Bears play Thursday night. The final cuts are on a Saturday, and the Bears then have a five-day turnaround if they do wait, and there's no intermediate step anymore. It goes 90 down to 53. Mm. So, you know, we may get into that preparation week, those final few days, and still not know who's going to be the kicker for the opening game against the Packers.
Do you think that a kicker who becomes available, however, who may have an opportunity to have multiple landing spots, might think twice about the Bears? Like you say, I think you used the term freaked out. Might somebody just say, yeah, I'm sure I could be fine there, but I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to get involved in whatever that is.
All things equal, it's going to be a factor, right? If the money's equal, that's a factor. Just like playing outdoors in Chicago is a factor. If you've got equal money between the Colts and the Bears, you're going to go to the team that plays in the dome most of the time. So I think it will be a factor. The question is, how many other teams will be trying to pursue whichever guy it is that the Bears decide that they want to target? But you're right. It could be that they need to wait for the one guy that has no other option. And of course, that guy's probably going to be the most likely to get freaked out by the circumstances.
Talking with Mike Florio here, Pro Football Talk on Twitter. You know him and see him everywhere. Smart people talk about football. Carson Wentz has a new deal, and it looks like he took less money than he could have gotten otherwise. Am I reading those financials right? What's Wentz up to?
Well, and it's a strange process in the NFL. Agents like to analyze deals based upon the new money for the extension, the value per year of the new years that get added on to the end of the current contract. So when you look at Carson Wentz's deal, it's 4 new years that average $32 million. Mm. That puts him at number 4 among all quarterbacks. But when you look at the value of the contract from the moment he signs it, because they don't extend the contract, they rip it up and replace it with a new one. It's a 6-year, $25.5 million deal. And I guess it's a win-win, at least for now, because Wentz has had injuries in each of the last 2 Decembers. Wentz hasn't really accomplished anything, although he was on track to be the NFL MVP in 2017 before he tore his ACL. The Eagles, on the other hand, they've gone all in with Wentz. They could have kept Nick Foles. They picked Wentz over Foles, so they had to have some security beyond this year and next year because they had him for 2 more seasons. But if Wentz ends up staying healthy and wins the NFL MVP award this year, which is not beyond the realm of probability, then he's going to feel like he got underpaid. And within, really, the next 2 or 3 years, as the salary cap goes up and other quarterbacks start making more, and let's say Jared Goff gets $36, $37 million a year in new money, and Patrick Mahomes gets his $40 million per year deal, there's a chance that Carson Wentz, by 2021, 2022, is going to say, I got screwed on this deal. And, that's when it gets awkward for him and the Eagles. And I guess the Eagles would call that a good problem to have if their quarterback is playing so well he feels underpaid. But for now, I guess it's a fair approximation of where he is. In a few years, though, he may not be happy with where he is.
Talking with Mike Florio on Sports Radio 670 The Score, we got the official news yesterday, the release from HBO, that the team that's going to be featured on Hard Knocks is indeed the Oakland Raiders. And I, as an avid viewer of that show, could not be more excited for so many reasons. A coach with television experience, a general manager in Mike Mayock, a nominal one with television experience. The fact that it's not just Antonio Brown and Richie Incognito and all of last year's Clemson team and everybody that's there. This will be, in my estimation, Mike, the closest we've gotten to finally just melding fact and fiction with the ability of so many people involved to use these cameras to benefit whatever narratives they want to put out there.
And you throw on top of it the fact the Raiders don't want to do it. Right, this is something they're doing reluctantly, and I'd love to know what kind of deal was struck to get the Raiders to agree to do it. Did they get some consideration apart from Hard Knocks? Did they get extra high-level license to cut anything that could possibly make the team look bad? But I think one of the reasons John Gruden didn't want to do it is he knows that he will play to the cameras. He knows the cameras will be a distraction from what he needs to be doing, because once he realizes the cameras are rolling, he has learned that ability to communicate to a camera. And I remember, and I think we've talked about this before, Matt Nagy and John Gruden had their introductory press conferences the same day in January of 2018. And Gruden's was at least 20 times better than Nagy's. But it doesn't matter. What matters is, can you coach? But Gruden knows how to play to the camera, how to talk to the camera, how to communicate. And there is a risk there that you worry too much about putting on a good show for everyone and you lose sight of why you're there. And I think that's going to be a lot of the tension that he's dealing with. And, depending upon how they edit it, depending upon how they shoot it, that could make for a very good presentation. But I think this has the chance to be the best one since the Jets in 2010. And, you know, if you thought you heard a lot of profanity from Rex Ryan 9 years ago, you're probably going to hear even more now.
I guess my only worry, because they don't want to do it, in terms of a production, in terms of a television show, they could make the fact that they don't want to be on this show almost like a character. You know, they go to Gruden and he's, I don't want to be here and I don't want these cameras here. And then that becomes part of it. It becomes too much of that rather than the behind-the-scenes football stuff, the, you know, guy that's close to getting cut on the roster, the you know, all these kind of stories that we've heard from Hard Knocks now get told through the prism of just, well, we don't want to be here in the first place. Now watch us not want to be here.
Yeah, they got to be careful on how much they play into that, and that's where editing is going to be critical. I remember in 2013 when the Bengals were on it, James Harrison wanted nothing to do with it and would not talk when the cameras and microphones were present, would give the finger to the cameras from time to time. And you can only play that game so much. And that's why I think the Raiders, before they agreed to this, they got something. I can't imagine the NFL just went to the Raiders and said, hey, guys, you know what? You have to move to Las Vegas. You get the draft next year. You're going to be in the Super Bowl rotation. Just shut up and take it. I think that the NFL had to have given them something to get them to say yes, even though there's a formula for coming up with a mandatory Hard Knocks participant. I don't think the NFL ever wants to say, thou shalt do it. They want them to ultimately choose to do it, even if that choice is the result of some sort of a bargain. But you're right. There's too many other storylines to get caught up in. The Raiders don't want to be the Hard Knocks team. And there are some great storylines. And one of the storylines that I'm very intrigued by, and I know the Raiders spent a lot of time trying to throw water on this, is Derek Carr really the guy? We're going to get a glimpse of Derek Carr that we've never really seen before. And we know franchise quarterbacks when we see them and hear them. What we see and hear from Derek Carr, is that going to convince Raiders fans and others that he's the long-term answer in Oakland? Because a lot of people think he isn't.
So the Titans have added at their facility a giant sandbox. They have a big pit of sand because they want guys working out in sand. Apparently, this was a New England thing. And, of course, if New England does it, it has to be good. The Buccaneers have also added this. And apparently, their trainers think it's a low-impact alternative that gives some resistance. And it builds up the stabilizer muscles as well. Is this a new thing, an old thing becoming a new thing? And I remember there were athletes that used to train by running in the sand along the beach. So maybe there's just some old-school truth to it.
Hey, Rocky and Apollo, right? One of the best scenes from Rocky III, sprinting on the beach. Now, I think they were running on the hard stuff. If you ever tried to run on a beach, you want to run on the stuff where the tide has just been, because then you don't dig in as much. But it really does provide you that balance, that resistance. You have to put more in to get your foot up. And, hey, if it's low impact, if it keeps guys fresh, if it keeps guys healthy, and I agree, if the Patriots do it, like, do it, right? I mean, I don't think that it's quite as simple as cherry picking the various, you know, superficial techniques the Patriots use, but I think Mike Vrabel understands the philosophy and how Bill Belichick has put his football team together and the things he does to keep his guys fresh. And, you know, one of the stories we had on PFT earlier this week, in the last 6 years, the Patriots have played 7 seasons, or the last 5 years, they've played 6 seasons, but you know, they're playing extra games. They're keeping their guys healthy, and anything they're doing that is aimed at reducing the wear and tear on a player, I think if the Patriots are doing it, anyone should do it.
So after everything the Rams went through with Todd Gurley, will he and won't he and is he going to be good enough? He's got quotes yesterday saying, I had bigger problems with his knee to worry about coming out of college. And obviously he did. He had a reconstructed knee with his ACL. This is small. Do you believe he's talking about the issues that he'll face performance-wise once he gets on the field, or just the stuff within his own head to come back? How much can you count on Todd Gurley?
Well, if you watch him as he makes those comments, now he's not a very colorful guy, so it's hard to read his demeanor. Look, there's real concern there. I mean, this is a guy who was a workhorse tailback. He was the 2017 NFL Offensive Player of the Year. This guy has been very, very good, and now all of a sudden this knee is betraying him, and it swells up without any specific injury. And I don't think he can carry that load. They've drafted a guy, Darrell Henderson, from Memphis in the third round that may get plenty of reps this year. And at some point between now and March, they're going to have to make a tough decision about Todd Gurley's contract, because he's already got $35 million in hand for last year and this year. There's another $10.5 million that fully vests next year. And if he's not carrying the load, and there's so many young running backs out there you can get for peanuts in comparison, they're going to have to decide, do we want to keep this guy around? And so, you know, that may be one of the reasons why they're waiting on Jared Goff. They may want to make a decision long-term about Todd Gurley before they make a decision about their quarterback and how much they're going to pay him. But this is a real concern. And, you know, good for Todd Gurley to get paid last year when he did, because I have a feeling, a strong feeling, that the Rams would not give him the contract that he signed last year if they were doing it now.
Meanwhile, Mike, my phone is blowing up here with people who are listening who know. They say the Bears actually also added a big sand pit last year.
Oh, good.
So you can count the Bears in those that are they're ahead of the curve in NFL fashion.
You know, too. I think we can tie it all together. They should do the kicking competition in the sand.
There absolutely true.
There it
if
is.
Absolutely
true. If you
can make
a kick out of the sand, right? It's like golf. If you can make that shot out of the sand, you can make it on the fairway.
Well, that means no practice swing, no grounding of the foot, and you hit about a 3/4 of an inch behind the ball and finish the shot.
Got to finish. Don't let up.
Finish. We will end on that terrific thought, Mike.
Thanks,
thank
Mike.
You.
All right, see you guys.
That is Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.